Francis, is Alvaro with the channel Uniquely Mary, and I first want to apologize for the way my voice sounds. I'm a little bit under the weather, so just please excuse that. So today in the early hours of the morning, at 9:30 a.m. German time, Pope Benedict Emeritus passed away on December 31st. Germany is 6 hours ahead of us, so we're hearing it around 3 a.m. and waking up to this news. First of all, it's no coincidence the day he died. He died on the feast of Saint Sylvester. Saint Sylvester was a pope around the late 200s, 300s. He was the first pope to actually use the title pope. We don't exactly know what title they were using prior to that. That's important about him. He also began building during his papacy, Saint John Lateran, as well as the original church that was there at Saint Peter's in Rome. He was also alive during the Arian heresy, a heresy that taught that Jesus was the Son of God, but he wasn't born from all eternity, so in that sense he wasn't equal to God. So there was confusion about Jesus at that time, and Pope Sylvester helped to fight against that. So it's no coincidence that you have this holy pope receiving into the eternal realm, into heaven, Pope Benedict. That they were maybe kindred spirits is a good way to put it. And it tells us a lot about what God says and what God thinks about Pope Benedict, a pope that really taught at a time of confusion, both before he became pope and while he was pope. He helped give clarity. Now, some people ask, what was Pope Benedict's legacy? And I think that really depends on who you are. For me personally, Pope Benedict really became important when I began reading and actually hearing the Jesus of Nazareth book series that he has. He has like two or three of those that he came out with. But really the first one was the one that impacted me the most. At the time, a friend of mine gave me an audiobook version, which was good because I was bike riding at that time. I was doing some road cycling. And at that time, I was really studying my faith and going into some struggles, some personal struggles with the faith, with confusion, asking that question that many have asked. Is the Jesus that we read about in the Bible the same one that we believe in? And this is really what's happened in Europe. They have said no, that the Jesus we read about in the Bible is fake. It's not the same one that actually existed. They have lost that faith. That's what happened over there. Pope Benedict writes these books in response to that issue. And that really was something that I was going through. And he really helped me make that connection. So I highly, highly recommend that you, especially in light of his death and in honor of what he did, that you really get to know how he thought by reading those books, the Jesus of Nazareth series. They're so amazing. Get it in audiobook. And we really were given a gift in Pope Benedict. And we know that just because he was holy does not mean that he may not have needed to have passed through purgatory. As some of you know, it is said that even St. Padre Pio had to pass through purgatory. So please pray with me as we pray for the repose of the soul of Pope Benedict, and that especially that his legacy endures as God wills for it to. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. And may the soul of Pope Benedict rest in peace. Amen. My friends, God bless you, and I will see you in the next one.